Opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial. 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And calling in for the first half of the show is Treg Taylor, past Attorney General and presently a gubernatorial candidate. Treg, how you doing, sir?
Doing great, David. Thank you for having me on the show. Hello to all your listeners.
Yeah, it's a big day today. You got to have a lieutenant governor candidate in. And I'm sure you've selected a very qualified candidate. What sort of background can you say without revealing who the person is?
I am so excited to announce to Alaska Lieutenant Governor candidate. She is a longtime business owner, been in the trenches in Alaska a long time, and so excited for her. She is going to take on the permitting and regulatory reform for the state, and she's gonna, you know, right now we're last 7 out of 15 years we've been ranked the worst business climate in the United States, and we can't have that. It's already hard enough to do business in Alaska with due to our remoteness, the additional cost because of that remoteness, and here we are shooting ourselves in the foot over and over and over again with our regulatory and permitting structure taking too long, being too arduous. Obviously, you know, that's going to be a key part of my administration, is cleaning that up, making this one of the best places for businesses to come in and create jobs and create wealth for Alaskans.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. You know, we have a legislature that's under special, I don't want to say circumstances, but they're in a special edition. and they're looking at one item only, and that is the tax formula, if they're going to change anything on the gas line. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, absolutely have thoughts on it. I always thought this should have been the first thing they took care of down in Juneau during this session. But they saved it to the end, and then they didn't get it done, and now they're in special session. But this is so important for Alaska. To me, this is a no-brainer. You know, this project is going to be one of the largest infrastructure projects in the entire United States. It's going to put 5,000 Alaskans to work for 5 years with great-paying jobs. And then after that, an operational workforce of 1,000 with great-paying jobs. You know, and the other part about this project is it takes a resource that's currently stranded on the North Slope, and it allows it to be accessed by other Alaskans, so that's going to bring your energy costs down. And when you bring energy costs down, then you bring the cost of every other good and service. Think your gas, your groceries, your housing. Those are all a part of the, you know, there's an energy cost to all those things, so it's going to bring those costs down. And then what this also allows is for business expansion, right? You need a reliable, affordable energy source, and once you have that, that attracts business. That allows the bases who badly want to expand, but we're wondering where the energy is going to come from. Your reason why you're talking a nuclear energy in your bases up there is because they're desperate for energy. They need an energy source. They need it to be reliable and affordable. That gas line could bring that through for the entire rail belt. And then it increases revenue to the state, right? Increases the ability of the state to pay a PFD. And so this is just a no-brainer to me. I'm not sure what the holdup is. I hear people complaining that maybe it's not viable economically. I don't think that's the legislature's decision. The legislature should let the market determines whether it's viable, right?
Very true.
They just need to do the right thing. They need to pass a tax structure that's going to make this thing happen and occur, and then let the market determine, you know, the outcome. And so that's what I think Alaskans want. A majority of Alaskans I talk to throughout Alaska are begging for this project. The businesses I've talked to begging for this project. We just need to get done. You know, and I think that's kind of where we're at. We just need to get done. You know, the White House has come out and supported the low tax structure through construction and then a ramp up, which makes complete and total sense. And for those reasons, the legislature just needs to get this done for Alaskans.
You know, I think the smartest thing they did was they removed it from the Senate Resources Committee, keep it out of Kathy Geisel's hands, because right. she was the one who was effectively one person out of 60 legislators.
Yep.
One person stopped it. Very sad that that can happen, but she did.
Yes. And this is a timely project, right? Because we need it to move forward now. Next year might be too late for this project. I think, I'm reading the tea leaves, and investors are getting nervous because they thought Alaska wanted this project, right? All these investors,
yeah.
all these companies over around the world that are investing and entering into letters of intent on this project, they're getting nervous because they thought Alaska wanted it. Here we have this legislature not doing the right thing and getting this done. Can you imagine Alaska without the oil pipeline? What would we look like? And what gives me hope, I guess, is that barely passed, right?
Yeah, that was the U.S. Senate, when yeah. Spiro T. Agnew, hero to Alaska, the 51st vote.
Yeah, barely passed, right? And so that gives me a little bit of hope that the right thing's going to get done, and because this project can transform Alaska in much the same way that oil pipeline did. And the world desperately needs our energy. Our Asian allies desperately need our energy. 20% of the liquefied natural gas that feeds the world comes over the Strait of Hormuz. Right now, with the Iran conflict, it's being held up.
Yeah.
And overwhelmingly, it's our Asian allies that rely on that liquefied natural gas. And here we are. If we had the line in place, we literally could have supplied Japan and South Korea with the gas that they're missing from the Strait of Hormuz. And it could have come from Alaskans, could have come from allies, and it could have gone through uncontested water straight there. And so that's the capability of Alaska. And so we just need to move forward on this project.
It seems like, are you, in the legislature, are you, the philosophy, there's two philosophies. One is to make a produce something, and the other P word is to punish something.
Right.
Punish the large oil firms that would be involved in this with high tax rate.
Right.
And this is not the same revenue flow as oil, much smaller. So anyway, we'll see what they do. Anyway, what the heck? So
just to put this in comparison, so Norway's permanent fund, right, is 25 times the size of Alaska's. Can you imagine what we could do with state government if ours was 25 times bigger than it is? And it's not because Norway has more resources than Alaska. In fact, Alaska has way more resources and the critical minerals and the rare earths that the U.S. and its allies desperately need. And the reason why Norway's is 25% times bigger is because they've said yes to these types of projects, and we've said, hey, let's study it for another 20, 25 years, right? We just need to get going and moving on these projects, move Alaska forward, create great paying jobs for Alaskan families, make it so that our kids can come and have a wonderful life here, raising their families here with wonderful careers. And that's what's at stake. I'd encourage anybody to call their legislators and tell them you want this line. It's good for Alaska, and it's good especially for Fairbanks, who desperately needs affordable, reliable energy. I mean, after this witness and this winter and talking to the folks up there and the energy costs that they had over the winter, it's not sustainable. And people, Fairbanks is going to lose people because of that. And that's a shame, especially when we've got this resource readily available. We just need to bring it down.
We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be back after these messages, okay? Are you good with that, Craig?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yep.
Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Did your vehicle survive 145 days of sub-zero temperatures this winter? If so, it deserves a participation trophy. Months of torture on your vehicle's systems like suspension, brakes, and fluids really takes a toll. Spring into action with Glacier Garage and bring your rig in for the maintenance it deserves. At Glacier Garage, our technicians will inspect the key systems winter loves to punish and make sure your car is ready for the roads ahead. Don't wait for a small issue to become a costly repair. Call Glacier Garage or find us online at glaciergarage.com. And after this winter, we all deserve a participation trophy.
contractors, architects, and engineers. When it comes to your big print needs, Advanced Printing has you covered. We are your trusted local source for technical printing. Whether you need large format blueprints, detailed technical drawings, or blueprint scanning services, we deliver sharp, accurate results fast. Rush orders? No problem. Advanced Printing is built to deliver with fast turnarounds and unmatched quality. Visit hotprinter.com or call us at 907-451-1111. Advanced Printing, serving Fairbanks for over 40 years.
Advanced Printing, where your business means a mint to us.
Support comes from Amazon Business. Unlock smart business buying with fast, free delivery on millions of items and practical AI innovations that automate repetitive tasks so you can make smarter decisions faster. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Giving your liver a spring cleaning is easy with Active Liver from New Nordic, the delicious daily detox that will keep you feeling your best. Search for Active Liver by New Nordic on Amazon or pick up some at your local CVS, Wegmans, or GNC.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
KFAR weather.
Slight chance for scattered rain showers
today.
Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 63. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 45 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 69 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. I've got gubernatorial candidate Treg Taylor on the phone here with me, but is this the only Treg Taylor that's running for governor?
Oh, man.
There's not a Treg Taylor from Southeast Alaska who's a Democrat who's trying to, you know, take some of your momentum and votes and cast them so you don't win?
Yeah, no, I was at an event in the Matanuska Valley the other day, and they introduced Senator Dan Sullivan, and he's walking down, and I said, which Dan Sullivan, you know, because it's it is such a, I don't know, it's a scam, right?
That's diabolical, diabolical, yeah.
Yeah.
Desperate.
He changes his party affiliation to Republican. You know, it's about as scammy and sleazy as you get. And Mary's team should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, they're gonna say, "Oh, we had nothing to do with this." Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have your announcement for Lieutenant Governor this afternoon or this evening. Good for you.
Yep.
What's on your schedule for June? I mean, you're going to be busy.
Yeah, we're going to be really busy. In fact, I'm going to be getting in a car probably later today or early in tomorrow morning headed your way. So we're going to come up for the gas line rally that Seth Church is putting together up in Fairbanks.
And so Look forward to
seeing Fairbanksians up there and mixing and mingle and talking about these important issues.
There you go. Boy, you know, it's hopefully it just gets done. But this, you know, 6 out of the 8 years that Governor Dunleavy's been in office, he's had to deal with Democratic majorities.
Right.
And it's been difficult, purposely on their behalf, in my opinion. And this last 2 years, I mean, I just believe this legislature has the worst accomplishment record ever. I shouldn't say ever, but in recent history. I mean, and like you said, the first thing they should have gotten done was this gas line taxation philosophy.
Right.
And they have to go into a special session for it.
Yep. No, it should have been the first thing done. You know, it's, again, the stars are aligned on this project. You got a president that desperately wants and is fighting for this project. You got the federal government with the full weight pushing this project all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
With South Korea, Thailand, you know, all of Japan, and then you got things going on in the world completely outside of our control that have all these stars aligned in our favor too. You got Russia and Ukraine going on, where that had a big effect on the gas available to Europe. And you have the problems in the Panama Canal. You have a power struggle down there between China and the United States, and you've got big wait times on either side of the Panama Canal. So that's disrupting LNG flow from the Gulf states of the United States. And then you've got this Iran conflict and the Strait of Hormuz. All of these things are in our favor right now. That could all change in a year. Right?
Yeah, they might bring the gas line into Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. And so we got to strike while it's hot. And so I'm confident that the legislature is going to do the right thing, but we just need to get done fast so we can get this project going. I've talked to the people in the know, and they tell me if this occurs, if they pass the right legislation, there's just two other little things that need to occur, and away we go with FID, a final investment decision, and that means shovels in the ground and investments pouring into Alaska. We're close. We just need to get there. So again, call your legislators.
Exactly. Very frustrating. You know, your lieutenant governor candidate, you've talked about reform of permitting process, but they're also in charge of the Division of Elections.
Yes.
And, you know, we hear so many unique, we'll call it classified as unique stories about voting integrity. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. You know, I think the main problem in Alaska is that people don't trust the election system right now.
Yeah.
And so the lieutenant governor and the governor, you know, the next one are going to have to get in front of that. They're going to have to build trust in the system, and that's going to require you to make changes in how we do things. And whether that means changing who the company that processes all of the ballots or those types of things, whatever you have to do to get the public to have confidence in elections. Now, I'm confident that the elections are going to get a lot simpler because we're going to repeal ranked choice voting, right?
That's the most important thing we can do.
That is absolutely the most important, because that's going to affect future generations in Alaska. And so I've been pushing for that all over the state as well, because we absolutely got to get repeal ranked choice voting in the system that it's created. You can see the mess that it's already created in our election system. People are just kind of giving up on the process, and that's a shame, because conservatives lose when people don't go vote. The more people that vote, conservatives win. And
the best case,
low turnout election, we're going to turn this state over to a governor that can't work with the Trump administration, that is going to be opposed to the Trump administration on all the great things that he's trying to do in Alaska, whether it be this lease sale that we're going to have in the in Anwar here in June, or and following up on the lease sales that we had in MPRA and the Ambler Road project and all these things that are happening and being helped by the federal government right now. That could all come to a screeching halt if we vote a governor in that is not aligned with this administration.
True. And, you know, I think that if you look at it, the Senator Sullivan, the two Dan Sullivans running as Republicans, that is the best reason in facing us to have ranked choice voting repealed. Right there.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep, Exhibit A.
If I was in
a court and trying this case, that would be Exhibit A. And then the other exhibit would be, here's the voting numbers. Here's how voting has decreased in Alaska. Despite them flaunting this as the cure-all and people will feel enabled in the process, voting numbers have gone down since ranked choice voting. And then the other huge issue with ranked choice voting, the number of ballots thrown out because people improperly fill them out because they don't understand the ballot, that has increased, and it's doubled, in cases more than doubled. And so more people, and then the problem with that is those individuals that voted and their ballots are thrown out, they're never notified.
right? That's got to change, one, because they're going to make the same mistake the next time they go to vote, right?
Yeah.
And their ballots are going to be tossed again, and they're going to think their vote counted, and it doesn't. And so there's lots of things we need to do to fix the system and give people confidence in our election system.
And they say its original pretense was going to get rid of dark money. My God.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, beside it being an outright lie, look at how much more dark money from the outside we have coming in now.
It's pretty crazy, and it's going to be pouring in that Senate race for sure. One of the things I did as Attorney General is I actually started prosecuting voter fraud, and I took some heat for it, but it needed to be done. And it was interesting because it's, you know, law enforcement, they sign up to fight violent crime and to protect people in that manner, right? They're not signing up for these white collar type issues, and so it was an uphill battle to prosecute the voter fraud issues because I have to have investigators but we successfully. Or at least we're in the midst of prosecuting, right? I've stepped down as the Attorney General to run for governor, but those are the types of things we need to do to give people confidence in the system so that they come and they participate. Because if you don't participate in our form of democracy, the democracy goes away. So we got to participate.
Very true. Very true. Well, you've got about three more minutes left on the show with me. What's next on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, when I've been traveling Alaska, I've just been highlighting who I am, right? And I think I've been telling people, you know who I am, and they look at me kind of with a lot of people don't, but my record is clear as the Attorney General. You know, as the Attorney General for 4.5 years, I repeatedly fought for all of the issues that we care about as conservatives and won.
And you were an Attorney General who's confirmed by the legislature.
That is correct. So name your issue and you will find that I fought for that issue. If it's defending parents' rights ability to choose their child's education, you know, with the correspondence school litigation, we won that for parents so that they could choose their child's education. And there's 20,000 kids at the time. It's more now, but there's 20,000 kids that were going to be
outed,
thrown back.
Yeah. Put back in. Yeah.
And then, so that was a big win for the state. You know, I helped defend the Willow Project against environmental groups, and creating those great paying jobs that are currently building that project. On the Second Amendment, if that's your issue, I sued the ATF twice and then defended the ability of Americans to own AR-15s and high-capacity magazines. If First Amendment's your choice, man, back to the Biden COVID vaccine mandates when he was mandating vast groups of Americans get the COVID vaccine, you know, I fought back and we won those battles. And so we prevented the forcing of many Alaskans. They were either going to lose their jobs or they were going to have to get the COVID vaccine. And that should be a personal choice.
One thing about Governor Dunleavy, he's been very good with you and your predecessor on the person operating as the Attorney General for the state of Alaska. He's been very fortunate to have you, first of all. And so that's why I really hope you're successful and get in the final four.
Yeah, absolutely. The goal is to be the number one Republican come out of the primary, the jungle primary. Hopefully it's the last jungle primary that Alaskans ever have to experience when we get rid of ranked choice voting. But, Well, that's the current system, so everybody still needs to get out and vote and express their opinions.
Well, Craig, I really appreciate you calling in and taking the time, and hopefully I'll get to see you tomorrow at the event there at the Pipeline Training Center, and wish you the best success, and can't wait to see who your Lieutenant Governor choice is this afternoon or this evening, sir.
Yeah, I'm excited to roll that out, and thank you, David. Always a joy to be on your show.
You take care, buddy. Talk to you later. Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And Fairbanks, that we're going to come into a little bit of bumper music with The Doors, L.A. Woman, some Fox News, some state news, some KFAR commercials, some weather, and we will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Senate set to vote this week on a budget reconciliation bill for ICE and Customs and Border Protection funding after breaking for a 10-day recess with no action. Florida Republican Representative Kat Kamick on Fox Business says she's disappointed with how slow the Senate's moving.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for us to get our country back on track, and I feel that the Senate has not taken this seriously.
A judge overseeing the Charlie Kirk murder case declining to close evidentiary hearings in the case of the media and the public. This after a motion filed by attorneys for the accused killer. Judge Tony Graff arguing transparency is vital to the judicial process.
Public access to the judicial proceedings also serve in an important role in maintaining confidence in the fairness and transparency of the judicial process. This court finds these showings have not been made here.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KTUU reports three climbers lost their lives last week after falling on the upper slopes of North America's tallest peak, according to an international mountaineering group. A statement released by the Latvian Mountaineering Association reported that three climbers died on Denali. A response from Denali National Park and Preserve officials stated that the search and rescue mission had turned into a recovery effort. A fourth climber who also fell was reported to be in critical condition, according to the mountaineering group. Denali Park officials said that person was rescued from a basin at 17,200 feet at about 4 p.m. Thursday. The four climbers were part of a seven-member crew on Denali and were last seen around 18,200 feet when they fell around the area of Denali Pass, according to officials with Denali National Park and Preserve. Park rangers received a report of the incident around midnight Wednesday into Thursday, park officials said. We will update this story when more information becomes available.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Get your garage back, people. Great news, everybody. Independent Rental Storage has 20 and 40-foot containers to help with all your storage needs. We have two locations, one on Cushman and our new storage yard on Chena Pump. Or we can bring a container to you. With prices starting at $150 a month, Independent Rental Storage has the space you need. Call us today, 456-6595. Independent Rental Storage. Safe, secure, affordable.
An ounce of prevention. I live by that. As humbled my life is, out of my family's yard, having outlived many of my kin, I find liberation in my sparse accommodations. Life is good, because my family has Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. Prevents mess-ups, you know. Do what my family does just once a year. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing helps me serve them much better for years to come.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereaton, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereaton, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
Are you a foster, adoptive, guardianship, or kinship caregiver in Alaska? The Alaska Center for Resource Families is here for you. Whether you're just getting started or need post-adoption support, this statewide resource offers free training, expert guidance, and community of Alaska caregivers. You'll find help with foster parent licensing, ongoing training, and resources for Alaska Native youth and families. Visit acrf.org to learn more. That's acrf.org. Supporting families so every child can thrive.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. And my goodness, today's the day they all have to, all the 20 gubernatorial candidates anyway, have to have their final documentation on who their lieutenant governor candidate will be with them, joining them. That's all because of ranked choice voting. It gets interesting there. And again, let's think about this. The diabolicalness of the Democrats, Mary Pattola, you know, she was fired for a reason. Incompetence. Not doing any Not that she wasn't doing her job. She wasn't doing any job. And this incompetence from her. So they find a guy in Southeast in like Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell with the same last name who's a Democrat. Oh, we're going to change him to a Republican and we're going to have him on the ballot too. That's what ranked choice voting has done. Ponder that. It has not been good for Alaska. It's been good for, I would have to classify as the uber left. You know, what happens is if you don't like your representative who you believe is a Democrat and is acting like a Republican or too conservative for your political philosophy, a primary election can get rid of that person. Now, it's all thrown into one jungle primary. Top four, doesn't matter who they are. Republicans, they don't get their own primary. Democrats don't get their own primary. And, you know, and in the Republican primary, people who are libertarian or, you know, non-affiliated can vote in it. If you're a Democrat, you can't vote in it. Simple as that. And so these are what you're seeing now is the ramifications of it. And very, very sad. And anything but something like this, it has consequences. So, my goodness. Anyway, so now think about the deviousness of the Peltola campaign and the Democratic Party for doing something like this. You know, how many Dan Sullivans are we going to have? There was a Dan Sullivan who was mayor of Anchorage, who did a very good job, two-term mayor. You know, it's you start to shake your head, but these are how low they can go, literally. Anyway, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. If you want to call in about anything, we have another 23 minutes of airtime here, and my goodness, but anyway. Governor Walker jumped in. Another candidate. So there's 21 candidates. And we thought that, you know, by about April or May, some would drop out. But the reverse has happened. More have jumped in. And, oh, my goodness. You know, this is almost like when the late Congressman Young passed away. And he had 44 people running in a special election for his office. Now we got 2021 for governor. And this did you envision this? If you voted for ranked choice voting, I never have. Never been in favor of it. But if you voted for ranked choice voting, is this what you envisioned? Is this what you wanted? If it is, you need to have a mental health checkup. You really do. Oh, boy. But anyway, it is what it is, and my goodness. So then, you know, today at 5 o'clock, it's going to be interesting. Is Rob Myers running for state senate? Have not heard. My insider information says, no, he's not, that Frank Tomaszewski is going to be running for his spot. So now that means Frank's spot is open, District 34. And if they would have done this earlier, you could have had, you know, a more prescribed transition of different candidates who are looking at running for District 34. If it is true that State Senator Rob Myers has done a magnificent, wonderful job, if he's not running, you could have a good transition into the state house if Frank is going to run for state senate, because, you know, I believe he'll win that. You know, he's got District 34, which is very, very red, and District 33, which is quite red. And so District 34 is the reddest district in the interior, and District 33 is the second most red district in the interior. So I don't perceive an issue with Frank Tomaszewski getting elected a senator. But did they do this behind closed doors? Who's going to be taking, who's going to be signing up today to run for District 34 State House? So all these things are coming together at the final clock. Today is it. It's over. All the ramifications. Sort of like open up a combination between an April Fool's present and a Christmas present with a little bit of Easter and, you know, Halloween thrown in there. Oh, my goodness. But that is ranked choice voting to a T. And so we'll see what happens in District 34. Is there, you know, Joy Beth Cottle, she's running, and she runs as a Republican, but she makes no mincing of words. She will align herself with the Democratic Party majority. Simple as that. Simple as that. And so, but that's why you have a primary. So do you like the person who might be replacing Frank Tomaszewski? Do you like Mary Beth Cottle running as a Republican? Let those two figure it out in a primary versus going to a general election with the same race again. So, could be fun. Could be fun. only in Alaska. Only in Fairbanks. Yeah. And so, you know, that's what's going on in Fairbanks. What's going on in some of the other districts and other Senate seats? I'm sure there's other ramifications. And, you know, tomorrow we're probably going to start figuring those things out. And had breakfast this morning. I was sitting at the drop-in cafe on Van Horn Road. Just decided to try their breakfast. And who sits beside me is Representative Mike Prox, this very gracious gentleman. And talking with him about things. And, it's a strange world out there. You know, I feel for him because he's of the belief that the gas line issue should have been taken up and solved during the regular legislature. And he says they are progressing on the issue now. And I said, was it because Kathy Geisel's not involved? And he's very gentlemanly. He didn't acknowledge that it's passing without her or it was held up by her. So very gracious gentleman. And what the heck. But it was fun having breakfast with him this morning. And kudos to him and the work he's done for the state of Alaska, District 33, and the interior. You know, he's worked hard. He's worked hard. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break again. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Dr. Kim Driftmeyer again, board certified and fellowship trained spine surgeon here at McKinley, where we have all the services needed to keep your back, neck, and spine in good health. X-rays and MRI to help answer those questions about why your back might be feeling the way it does, physical therapy, OMM with Drs. Wright and Malcolm, and even spine injections and surgeries right here under one roof at McKinley. The majority of our patients get treated without the need for surgery, and for those that do need surgery, you can take care of it right here in your hometown. So if your back or neck are bothering you, come see me and the spine team here at McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine. Open every day but Sunday.
Woo, sunshine. Come on, spring. Hey, Snowbanks. Fairbanks. Les Nichols here with Fairbanks Nissan. With dry roads around the corner, it's time to start changing your winter tires out. This is the last month of buy three tires, get one for a dollar. I know we're all tired of the puns, but this is a really good deal. And we all know tire change season can be a bit hectic. If you're waiting for service and your shop is telling you June, as in Juno, it might be July, and you don't like waiting in line, schedule your appointment with Fairbanks Nissan today. And yes, we sell Nissans, but we work on all makes, even that one you're driving. driving right now. Speaking of snowbanks, if you have a car that's thawing out in the driveway and you're ready to get rid of it, bring it down to Fairbanks Nissan. We're buying cars. We don't need 100 used cars, but we do need 25 cars before the end of the month. The question isn't who buys the most cars. It's who's going to give you the best number for your car. I'll give you a hint. It's probably Fairbanks Nissan. So come get a great deal on new tires or a seasonal tire change. Let us make you an offer on your old ride that'll put a spring in your step and schedule your speedy service appointment online at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com.
GCR Tires and Service introduces the Cooper Discoverer Stronghold AT All-Terrain All-Season Tire. Lock in control with aggressive tread design that anticipates Alaska's ever-changing roads. Cooper Discoverer Stronghold AT, superior performance on and off the road. On rocks, loose gravel, severe snow, ice, and mud, yet Stronghold AT is quietly responsive on the road as well. Now it's your turn. Buy your Cooper Discoverer Stronghold AT tires at GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR weather.
Slight chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 63. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to about 45. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, 69. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM,
and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, if you want to call in with a discussion or a question. Anyway, over the weekend, I believe, or maybe late last week, you had Governor Walker add his name to it. So, but we'll put that on list to talk about later. We got a couple phone calls we're going to take. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. It's Kaya.
Hello, Kaya.
How are you?
Good.
All right. I'm hungry.
Hey, look it. I'm busy. I'll give you a call on that. I know. You... Every time I say your name, I know what she wants. We'll order it. We'll get it done.
I didn't know if you were getting the message.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right. I got another phone call I got to take, all okay? Right. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Hello?
It's Charles, Dave.
Charles, what are you up
to? Charles, well, I keep thinking about Cook Emmett, and it's being neglected. There's federal and state regulations that control the clean outs of those wells. And if you do close one of them down, you got to remove those rigs and et cetera details. But all the wells need is a regular maintenance clean out, and you'll have all the gas you want or need. I would say need because I'm not against it having a gas line, but, Cook Emmett's a legacy field, and it's a shame to see it being just ignored.
You're probably correct there, and, you know, hey, that's economics that are bigger than my operational detail, so we'll leave it at that, okay? Okay. Appreciate the phone call, Charles. You have a good afternoon. Very true. You know, there's also a large find in the Houston, Alaska area, too. And that is, they've got their regulatory permission to start the process from the DNR state of Alaska. And so we'll see what happens there. But, you know, it's interesting what Treg Taylor said. Think if you put in someone who's not like-minded with the other 16 candidates for governor from the Republican Party. And they're against the items that President Trump has afforded to Alaska since he took over on his second term. And what that does economically and for Alaska, both in jobs, but also in cost of living to live here. You know, sadly, we're a declining population. Very sad. And, you know, are you an environmentalist who, no matter what we do, you put a lawsuit against it to stop it no matter what we do, no matter how much it is that it'll help benefit the state and the care that we do our developments up here, which are the best in the world by far. And are you going to vote for that person? Think about that. When you walk into the ballot box, that is the one significant thing that makes us all American. We get to vote for a republic-style democracy. And our vote matters. Now the ranked choice voting, boy, has that caused a S storm. Didn't say the four-letter word, just said the S word, or the S on that. But man, and who would have thought that? If you voted for ranked choice voting in any of the last two elections, is this what you wanted? I mean, really, is this what you wanted? You wanted 20 people running. You wanted to have two people with the same name because of diabolical politics from the Democratic Party, Mary Pottola. Is this what you want? If it is what you want, you need some mental health counseling, if not a lobotomy, to tell you the truth. My goodness. If this is what you want, I feel sorry for you, your mental condition. Boy. But anyway, so just the way it is. But we have a chance to rectify it. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with the Dan Sullivan issue and how they go about that with the Division of Elections. I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits taking, you know, this is, you know, for you, you have to be, you know, I don't know how long you have to be a Republican to run as a Republican. You know, they found out that you only had to think about being a person who was going to reside in Alaska to be able to run. You know, the Supreme Court allowed, you know, the Pasadena lady or wherever she is from to run for state legislature. And, you know, see, God knows what they're going to say about this. And I always, you know, I looked at, you know, Mark Begich and then his nephew, Nick Begich, on opposite sides of the street. And now you got Tom Begich, which is Mark's brother, running. He was past state senator, never really accomplished anything, wasn't one of the go-to people to get something done, but he's running on his father's and his brother's last name. And whereas Nick Begich, he ran in the Republican Party, and that took him some years for people to understand that this wasn't a Mark Begich. This was a totally different type of person. And look what he's done in his replacement of Mary Pottola. I mean, my God. You know, he's probably the most effective freshman Democrat, Republican, or excuse me, most effective freshman congressman. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. He's probably the most effective congressman as a freshman in this millennia, this century, since 2000, with everything he's got done. And it was great seeing him able to do this and progress and do more. And, you know, what's in a name? Sullivan, Begich. So whenever I have a candidate who calls in, you know, we're going to, you know, are you a robot test? I got to figure out, are you a robot? Something like that. You know, check a box. Are you really the person? You're not a AI fake, are you? You know, we're going to have fun with this. First of all, let's just have fun with this. You know, are you the real Dan Sullivan? Which Dan Sullivan are you? Is there more than, there's more than two Dan Sullivans because there's the Anchorage mayor. Is he going to throw his name in the hat today? Oh, are we going to have three Dan Sullivans running? Now, the original Dan, OG Dan, we'll call him OG Dan. You know, he started out as the attorney general for Sean Parnell, and then he became the head of the Department of Natural Resources, Commissioner of Natural Resources, because he's so effective. So Parnell moved him over because he was just exceptional. And he was fighting on many fronts legally. So Parnell said, I'm putting you in charge of the DNR. let's get some stuff done. And he did. Oh. So that would be one of my questions to prove you're the OG Dan Sullivan and not one of the AI Dan Sullivans. Oh, I'm going to have fun with this. I just am. And, you know, I saw Dermot Cole. I didn't read it, but Dermot was after Senator Sullivan about how good Mary Pattola is. Hey, Dermot, did he go to her campaign office on 2nd Avenue and have the free beer? Did you do that? I bet you did. You just won't admit it. That's life. Oh, well. And here's a note to Al. Al, where's the kimchi, buddy? You heard me say that to you on Saturday on my Fairbanks Foodies. You know what you got to do. Just go do it. And today's the first day of June, and last weekend was supposed to be the first weekend of the summer, and it's trying to come out. It is trying to come out. You know, woke up this morning and just thankful it wasn't snowing. And boy, but so now we have 20 plus. I mean, what's the final number going to be? We're just going to level it at 20 candidates. Now, Tom Begich, he's probably pissed that you have Bill Walker jumping into this race because Bill Walker will take some of his votes in regards to the going to the final four in the August primary. That's going to happen. And so it just the way it is. So you have four, I believe, devout Democrats running. And I have to put Walker in that category. Started as a Republican, got elected as a independent Republican. When he was running as an independent, then he was going to come in second or third. So him and Byron Mallott, they joined factions, and Democratic Party did that. They took a native gubernatorial candidate and made him second. Submit to Walker. Democrats, you know, you're just not good at times. You're really not. Very sad. And then Byron Mallott torpedoes the reelection. oh, my goodness. Of Walker because of his antics with his girlfriend's daughter. Oh, my goodness. And that was hushed up pretty nicely, but Walker removed himself as a candidate for running again in 2018 against Dunleavy. So who would have thought? We have some strange items that come up in our elections. But I personally don't have to worry about it. And I'm thankful for that. And but I'm also thankful for the 20-plus people who are running for governor. There's no AI. They're all OGs. There are no AI candidates out there. And you have a fine field to pick from. Whatever your political philosophy is, there's at least 1 to 3 candidates that you can vote for. You only get to vote for one, but you can align your philosophy with them when you have 20 candidates. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Greatly appreciate you listening to the first half with Craig Taylor and the second half with my political diatribes in regards to AI Dan versus OG Dan. Tomorrow, I have Ivy Carella, Ask a Nurse, and you have a great day.